Well, we've been waiting since the Cox Plate, and she's virtually here for us now. The champion mare, Winx, will line up in the Tab Chipping Norton at 3:30 at Randwick on Saturday afternoon, and Paul Joyce has done all the form for the legs of the quaddie for this weekly podcast. Paul, I just can't wait. I can't get to sleep at night thinking about seeing her on Saturday.
Yeah, it's certainly exciting, isn't it, Andrew, to get Winx back at the track. I mean, at least at the races. We saw her a couple of weeks ago in that trial. But to get her back at the races, Chipping Norton Stakes, a race she's won before and won it so impressively. Look, she looks to have found an absolutely winnable race, too, to kick off this campaign. So Winx gets the quaddie rolling, and what a day it'll be.
Yeah, it will be. Are you going to be brave enough? She is trying for 16 Group 1s, going for 23 straight. Are we playing a one out in the Tab Chipping Norton?
Oh, look, I think we've got to play a one out. The other races are so open too, so it's really sort of forced our hand a little bit. And when you go through the opposition there, the way the race will be run, there's good speed in the race. So Huey Bowman will be able to slot in behind them. I've got him positioned about fifth. And she's $1.06, $1.08, isn't she? So she'll win, I would suggest, and I think she'll carry most quaddy punters through that first leg, so we'll be no different. We'll stand out Winx, and anyone out there that's thinking, how can I play the race, you could just take a little Quinella. I think Prized Icon has second place locked up in a bag. So number 7 Winx, one out in the quaddy, but you can Quinella Prized Icon if you want to play a Quinella.
Okay, Prized Icon being number 4 and, of course, Winx number 7 for the Chipping Norton. All right, well, you've given us thoughts on the last three legs of the quaddie. Race 7's the Group 1 Surround. We've had a few of these come back and go bang like Elise. How do you see the pace over 1,400?
Yeah, pace okay. Shoals adds a bit of pace up front. Shamook will kick up off that inside gate. So not a stack of speed, but just enough to sort of bring a few of these others into play. And for the quaddy, I'm going a bit wide. We're going 4, 2, 6, 1 and 10. I just thought this could have been a bit of a trap race. So we've got number 4, Frolic, on top. She's an each-way bet at around about the $8 mark with tab.com.au. I thought her first up running the Light Fingers was the real eye-catcher. She was clear last after drawing the outside gate, and she made a huge run from about the 600 to the 200. I think she picked up about 6 lengths on Elise, and then she just peaked on that run late, which was understandable. She was first up for almost a year. So from a better gate this time, 1,400. I just think she's the one that's going to be right in the mix, and she's the best value of the big chances. So number 4, Frolic, on top of the two Elise. Certainly no knock on her. She got the job done in the Light Fingers. She's already won a Group 1 Flight Stakes, and she's obviously the filly to beat. But she's well-found at around about $2.10. Number 6, Shamook. We've seen her up to 1,300 at Randwick. She was very brave behind D'Argento, so I think she'll take some catching at the 1,400. And number 1, Shoals. Well, she just brings this Victorian form line into the race. And being an on-pace runner, I'm loath to leave her out despite failing first up at Caulfield. So we'll go 4, 2, 6 and 1. And I'm just throwing in number 10, Moss Trip, at massive odds. If there's going to be an absolute blowout, we want to have it covered. So 4, 2, 6, 1 and 10.
Yeah, she sort of takes that massive step, doesn't she, Moss Trip? But you just never know if Peter and Paul Snowden are keen to do it.
Yeah, and see, I think she's the sort of filly that it won't matter who she races against, she's always going to be thereabouts. So whether she's in a Class 1 at Kembla or running around in the Surround Stakes, I think she'll be there at the 100-metre head-in. So I just want to have her in the quaddie just in case.
Understand. All right, third leg of the quaddies, the Guy Walter Proven Thoroughbred Stakes. Egg Tart has come out of this one to run in the Liverpool City Cup. So at this stage, Paul, the field of 10.
Yeah, field of 10. The leader here looks to get a reasonably soft time of it would be this 8, Francoletta from New Zealand. I spent a bit of time watching her replays last night, and I think she's a big chance in the race. Before the quaddie, I went 4, 8, 6, 7 and 10. So 4 on top, Dixie Blossoms. Her trial win at Randwick, boy, it's proving a strong trial. Russian Revolution ran second in the trial. D'Argento ran third. I think the stablemate to Dixie Blossoms, Daisy Doom, might have run fourth or fifth in the trial. So it's just producing a stack of winners. And to my eye, she was the best trialer of the lot. We know she loves Randwick. She's good first up. So I'm going with Dixie Blossoms on top. And I think she can settle in the first 3 or 4, which may just give her the advantage over the back markers here. So 4 on top, Dixie Blossoms in the Thoroughbred, Guy Walter Thoroughbred Stakes. Now, the danger here is number 8, and that is Francoletta, this Kiwi mare. She puts herself on pace. She ran second in a Group 2 last start behind Sensible Princess. but she's had a jump out coming into this, and they show the jump outs on the New Zealand website, and she won a jump out beating Devised, who came out and won a Group 1. She beat Bonneval in the jump out, so she's beaten some good ones over there, and I just think she's going to run a big race for Karen McAvoy up on speed. Other high chances for the Quaddie, 6X Dean. Well, she's the best weighted coming through the Triskay Stakes. She drops 3 kilos off that, so I think she's got those horses covered. Danish Twist was the best out of the Breeders' Classic, which is the other form line we're looking at coming into this. And if you want another blowout for the Quaddie, the 10, Slightly Sweet. She's so underrated, this mare. You go back through her form, she's mixed it with the best right through her career. So we've got 4, 8, 6, 7 and 10. Once again, a real roughie in there, maybe to knock most of the other players out.
All right, so 4, 8, 6, 7 and 10 in the Guy Walter. The Championship Hospitality Handicap is the last at 5.30 at Randwick. Burra Do has come out of this one, number 6, but a large lineup over the 1,200.
Big lineup, hard to find a leader, I suppose. Top Striker may end up in front. It's just one of those races. You've got a lot of sort of horses that could go forward, but nothing there that's just going to be the obvious leader. Accelerate in the field, but she's also running Friday night at Canterbury. So anyway, the big field should ensure there's enough pressure, but it's just a tricky one to map. I've gone 3, 7, 15, 11 and 14. The 3 on top, Osborne Bulls, who, as you know, Andrew, he's one of my horses. He's had 5 starts, 4 wins a second. His only defeat was behind Invincibella. It was a massive run. So he's good. He was a late scratching a couple of weeks ago, went heavily backed, and I think he'll come out and be too good for this benchmark 85 field. But at the last leg of the Quaddie, we want to cover our bases. So we've got the 7, Mana, in for second. Luckless at Canterbury, second up under the 61 kilos. And first up, bumped 62.5, went fourth behind stablemate Brook Magic, who only carried 53.5 on that occasion. So I think Mana's ready to peak third up. The 15, Raid N. This was a massive first up win for Chris Lees at Warwick Farm over the 1,000. Just note, he is in on Friday night. So he's in the numbers for now, but he may come out if he runs Friday night. 11, Lavani, first up for Brad Widdop. A couple of very quiet trials for her. Not sure where she sits. And the 14, No Interest. She'll be rattling home down the outside. She just missed behind Sun Craze last start, which is always reliable form. 3, 7, 15, 11 and 14 in the last. Andrew, at the moment, it's $12.50 for our 10%. So we might as well throw 25 on it and get 20% of the Quaddie, because Lynx will be winning the first leg, and then we've got a stack of value chances through the remainder.
Yeah, it really opens it up when you can put double on with just one out with a mare like her in Winx. All right, well, just keep an eye on the scratchings, particularly with Raiden in the last. And, of course, Paul, you'll be back on air live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock with all the tips for every race. And then on Saturday afternoon, you'll be talking with Darren Flindell, particularly around Winx's return and the Group 1 surround as well.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew, getting back into carnival time. So looking forward to chiming in live after each race. And we'll kick off with the two big Group 1s at Randwick on Saturday. And that'll be our barrier trial to get us ready for the rest of the autumn. Because, look, there's some horses coming around, Andrew, that, as you said, it's getting exciting. And, wow, we saw a filly yesterday called Miss Fabulous. Mm-hmm. If anyone hasn't put that in the black book, make sure you do. I think she could win the size and the champagne. I know it's a big call, but that's my tip for Miss Fabulous. So there's a little bonus for our listeners this week.
Yeah, certainly by Frankel out of Samantha Miss was really exciting the way it got home. Good on you, Paul. We'll hear from you at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Sure will. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Tab Chipping Norton Day. It's all happening at Randwick on Saturday.